After his Week 1 debut, Will was in the starting lineup for good. And over the next few years, the interior of the Chiefs' offensive line would develop into one of the most dependable units in all of pro football. Missing a collective 3 starts in 5 seasons and anchoring a perennial top 5 rushing attack.
I think part of our success was our high standard for one another. You know, we held each other at a very high standard and a high level of expectations. And we didn't want to let each other down.
We're coming after their ass.
Keep grinding on them.
They really meshed well, and that's the key in an offensive line. You're not only playing your position, you've got to have a feel and understanding for the guy on your left side and on your right side.
You know, we were able to communicate with just nods and grunts. We watched film together, we practiced together, we played games together.
And the more they played together, the better they got. We began to have a pretty awesome offensive line.
The end of the 1990s brought change to Kansas City. In 2001, Dick Vermeil was named the team's 9th head coach. And with him came a new offense and new players. But the tradition of greatness on the offensive line continued.
The next generation with Dick Vermeil was more about the perimeter runs, getting outside.
Wide open, sideline to sideline, vertical stretch, movement shifting.
Great fleet guards pulling on sweeps, pulling on screens. You'd see offensive linemen 10, 15 yards down the field.
It was one of the best offenses this league's ever seen.
In the end zone, touchdown Chiefs.
Oh, that's too easy, Dick.
They're so athletic as an offensive line. Look at
At one time, I think we had 8 Pro Bowl players in the same year. It's 6 red helmets on a starting 11 in a Pro Bowl.
As a quarterback, you have tremendous confidence in the huddle when you're calling a play and you know it's going to work, even if the defense has the perfect defense to stop it.
It's a great block. Richardson and Rope up the left sideline, inside the 5. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Holmes the tailback. Handoff, Holmes diving, struck the trap, touchdown!
We go out on the field and we go, okay, we're going to score this play. And go out and do it.
Big Holmes accelerates to the end zone.
Every time you touched the field, you knew there was an opportunity for you to put the ball in the end zone. And, you know, that was fun.
Offensive linemen very seldom get the credit for an explosive offense.
You make sure you make your mark today.
It normally goes to the offensive coordinator or the head coach. But you can't do all the things we did with our offense over the 5 years without a Will Shields. He made it easy. He had no limitation. Never have been around a guard that could do so many things so well.
Green, Holmes, left side, looking opening. Holmes, touchdown!
Will Shields with the big block up front.
Holmes with another big hole inside the 10.
Will Shields had one heck of a block at the point of attack.
Holmes, first down and more.
Will Shields doing a great job of getting push on those guys.
Typically, you break down O-linemen. Are they, have the ability to run in space and block in space? Can they get to the second level? Are they good man blockers, zone blockers? Will could do all those things.
He was, for many games, their backup tackle. And, in fact, went to tackle for a game.
That's Will Shields. He's making his first start ever at left tackle in this league. In this offense, Kurt, as many deep drops as Elvis Gerbach has, that is a very difficult position to play.
You know, he had all these injuries, and all of a sudden, here's Will Shields out there kicking everybody's butt at tackle.
Gerbach, all kinds of time.
Being able to play, you know, basically 3 positions in one game was, I mean, unheard of.
The thing that's impressive right now is the pass protection that Gerbach has gotten all day with a reshuffled line.
I mean, then you knew right there that, hey, this guy's special.
Tony Richardson into the open field. Will Shields at left tackle has been outstanding today.
There was a game in 2004 on Monday night where they mic'd up Ray Lewis.
We'd gone 0-3 to start out, and we come in, we just decided, Al Saunders, Mike Saunders, we're going to pound the ball.
Reese Holmes busts one into Raven territory.
And this Kansas City offensive line, that front group, has whipped the Raven defensive front group.
Coach, I'm talking about every play. I got 2 men on me, every single play.
I can remember Ray Lewis saying, Coach, they got 2 guys on me. They got 2 guys on me. They only had 1 guy on them.
Then they would show snap after snap where he was being manhandled one-on-one, and Will Shields was that guy a lot of the time.
They give it to Holmes, and Holmes is in again for the touchdown behind a Will Shields block.
There was this, you know, vaunted Ravens defense, and the Chiefs were just running right over him.
Will did an unbelievable job of getting to the second level, getting up on linebackers through combinations. Having that feel of when you can leave without putting the guy next to you in peril.
And I remember Will getting into it with Ray Lewis because Ray Lewis was really frustrated on how well he was being blocked.
Come on, Will, I live for this, Will. I live for this. I live for this.
He was being handled by Will Shields that day.
There wasn't a spot on the field where Will Shields looked uncomfortable. But unlike most 300-pound men, he may have looked most at home in the open field.
Will in space, you know, you see how big he is. He has such a presence about him. Not a whole lot of safeties and corners get real excited about seeing 68 rolling around the edge.
I know one of the great delights in training camp was to watch Will when they would run a play where he pulled. And all of a sudden, that 68 was out there, all 300 pounds of him, moving so fast.
His feet were tremendous. I mean, his ability to pull and to trap and to do it quickly. You know, blocking is about strength, but it's also about getting better leverage, getting to the spot quicker.
All of a sudden, he's there. All of a sudden, he's on top of you, and you don't realize how fast he gets there.
I can think of so many times seeing Priest Holmes out on the perimeter, and there's Will running out there in front of him, just looking for a second guy to hit.
There was a screen pass. Priest took, I want to say, 70-some yards for a touchdown.
Two out to Holmes. Lead block by Spears. A block by Shields. And there he goes!
Half of that way, Will Shields is running in front of him.
60-plus yards down the field at a full sprint, keeping Priest Holmes untouched.
Did you see who was way down the field, way down? Will Shields.
That's something that I will never forget. It's the single greatest play I've ever seen from an offensive lineman.